Governor Cuomo named Janet DeFiore, the district attorney of Westchester County, to chair the commission. He also appointed Seymour Knox IV, who is VP of corporate relations for the Buffalo Sabres, as well as the chair of a private equity firm, and Mitra Hormozi, who worked for Cuomo when he was attorney general. Senate Leader Dean Skelos picks include former Western New York State Senator Mary Lou Raff. Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver chose former State Budget Director Patrick Bulgaro. Since the new ethics law was signed last August, there has been a kind of limbo period with no active investigations of lawmakers for any alleged ethics violations. Governor Cuomo, speaking on Long Island earlier in the day, says now that changes.
The commission will begin immediately.
Government reform groups say they are hopeful that J-COPE will function better than the body it replaces, the controversial Commission on Public Integrity. It was designed by former Governor Elliot Spitzer. Dick Dady is with Citizens Union.
I expect a much more rigorous and robust enforcement of the state ethics laws.
Dady says the former ethics agency contained a fatal flaw.
It was controlled by the governor's appointment, and you can't have an independent panel that is controlled by one elected official.
Although, after Spitzer resigned in disgrace, the commission did successfully pursue ethics charges against his successor, Governor David Paterson, for accepting free tickets to a Yankees World Series game. The structure of the new Ethics Commission is not perfect either. While the appointments are more evenly divided between the governor and the legislature, government reform groups complain about rules that allow as few as two or three of the commissioners to block an investigation. Dady, with Citizens Union, says it's a concern, but he says he understands why the protections were put into the law. Democrats outnumber Republicans in state government, and the GOP wanted a fair playing field.
The intent behind that was to ensure that it does not become a partisan witch hunt, where one party has greater control over the other.
The new ethics agreement eases some restrictions on receptions that lobbying groups can hold for lawmakers. A previous rule barred legislators from accepting any food or drink above what was considered nominal value, about the price of a cup of coffee. That caused a number of organizations to be fined for holding their traditional annual legislative receptions. The new ethics rules permit legislators to eat and drink at the gatherings as long as it's widely attended and 25 or more non-politicians are present. Dady, with Citizens Union, sees no problem with that.
We want government to be more open and accessible and to be, you know, sometimes fun, to be honest.
And there's another change. For the first time, state senators and assembly members will be under the jurisdiction of a joint ethics commission. Up until now, legislators in each house had their own ethics investigation committees. But those committees were criticized for hardly ever probing any alleged transgressions. Legislators still retain the power to punish any legislators found guilty of ethics violations, though, under the new commission. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.